It is time to talk cinema. Mr. Michael Jones joins me. Very good morning.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Apart from a mild cold, which I'm pretending isn't affecting me.
That's great.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to talk about a film today where the daggers definitely aren't in the men's smiles.
Okay.
It's called Lady Macbeth.
Ah, yes.
This is a film that had a couple of screenings at the Sydney Film Festival and gets its general release today.
Sounds good.
It stars Florence Pugh, Cosmo Jarvis, Naomi Ackie and Christopher Fairbank. And it's directed by William Oldroyd. He's more a theatre director, but he's obviously moving into film these days. Now, Lady Macbeth is based on a novella by Russian writer Nikolai Leskev, which of course is based on the character that appeared in the Shakespeare play. But this story has been transferred to 19th century rural England. Lady Macbeth is the story of Catherine, a young woman who has been pretty much sold off into marriage. She's of slightly lower birth than the person she gets married to. To describe the marriage as loveless would be a bit of an understatement, and even her father-in-law makes her husband look quite pleasant by comparison. Catherine soon realises that she's little more than property, just like the servants on the estate. She's not allowed to go anywhere. She's supposed to serve and service her husband at all times, you know, that sort of stuff. And life's looking pretty depressing for her until she meets Sebastian, one of the servants on the estate. At first glance, this film looks a bit like a Bronte novel, with a touch of Lady Chatterley, and then followed by plenty of How's Your Father? But then things really take a dark turn. There's a bit of double-double toil and trouble, fire burning and cauldron bubbling there. No witchcraft, but I'm just throwing in a bit of a Shakespeare paraphrase because it's Lady Macbeth. Things are quite grim in the north of England, even for the wealthier classes. They live in dark, drafty homes, and even outside, it's bleak, windswept moors. So this is the sort of atmosphere that Catherine lives in. There's no musical score in this film, and no fancy tricks to change the mood or suggest what the viewer should be feeling or thinking during a scene. Oldroyd pretty much leaves it up to the actors.
Wow.
Like I said, this is a bonnet drama with some real twists. At first, it's very easy to sympathise with Catherine, but as the film progresses, she seems to become a much more enigmatic and less sympathetic character. Is she the innocent flower, or is she the serpent under it? To steal another quote from, and paraphrase from Shakespeare, are her actions the result of her impoverished, imprisoned, and desperate circumstances? Or were these elements of her character always there? Did she always have a dark side? Well, Oldroyd leaves this ambiguity up to the audience to work out for themselves. Some have described this as a feminist take on the Lady Macbeth character, but I'm really not quite so sure. I mean, the film does hold a mirror up to society and its issues with gender and race, where obviously men have more power over women, but then as long as the women are white, they have more power over everyone else. And there are a lot of mixed race characters also in this film. Lady Macbeth is a film that will provoke animated discussion. It's a challenging film, so screw your courage to that sticking place and give it a go.
More Shakespeare than we've had in one of these. I'm quite impressed. Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.